This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Comparing grass-fed and grain-fed meat costs, what you really pay. Explore the true cost differences between grass-fed and grain-fed meat, including ethics, environment, and what your money buys beyond just price. Grass-fed versus grain-fed meat. What's the real cost? Hey, you ever found yourself wandering the meat aisle wondering why grass-fed beef costs almost twice as much as the grain-fed stuff? Yeah, it's kind of confusing, right? I mean, we hear so much about grass-fed meat being better, but then the price tag makes you stop and think. So, let's chat about the cost comparison between grass-fed and grain-fed meat. Not just dollar amounts on the tag, but what you're getting for the price, and what it really means in terms you can relate to. The basics. What's the difference? Grain-fed beef is exactly what it sounds like. The cattle get fed a grain-heavy diet, mostly corn and soy, especially in the last few months before they're slaughtered. Grass-fed beef, on the other hand, comes from cows that spend most or all of their life munching grass in pastures. This tells you right away that the entire farming process varies quite a bit, which impacts cost. Why is grass-fed meat usually pricier? Longer raising period. Grass-fed cows take longer to reach slaughter weight. While grain-fed cattle might be ready in, say, 14 months, grass-fed cattle can take 20 months or more. That's more time to care for the animal, which means higher costs for feed, land, and labor. More land and resources. Grass-fed systems require more space and often more intensive land management, which is less efficient on a per-pound basis. Smaller scale. Grass-fed beef is often produced on smaller farms or ranches. They don't have the massive economies of scale that large grain-fed operations enjoy. Perceived quality and ethics. Many people are willing to pay a premium for the idea of more ethical eating, animals roaming freely, eating their natural diet, and because grass-fed is often marketed as healthier or cleaner. But what about grain-fed beef's price advantages? Grain-fed meat's cheaper price comes from efficiency. Those cattle grow quickly, converting grain feed into muscle fast, which lowers overall costs. Large-scale grain production also supports cheap feed prices, reducing overall expenses for farmers. However, it's not without controversy. This is where things get interesting, because the price alone doesn't tell the whole story. When we look at the pros and cons of eating meat, cost is just one factor in a complex equation, including ethics, health, and environment. Is cheaper always better? It's tempting to go for the cheaper option, because who doesn't want to save a few bucks, right? But when you're thinking about agricultural practices and animal welfare, the question of cost isn't just about money spent at the grocery store. Grass-fed beef is often associated with higher animal welfare standards and can fit into a farm model that supports better land stewardship. Grain-fed beef, especially from factory farm setups, may contribute more to environmental degradation and raise ethical issues. So if you're thinking about ethical eating, these factors matter. What about plant-based and clean meat? At the same time, alternatives to traditional meat like plant-based diets and clean meat, lab-grown meat, are starting to compete on price, especially as technology improves. While they're not the focus here, their rise is definitely shaking things up by offering lower environmental impact and often better ratios of cost to resource use. So, bottom line, which should you pick? Budget conscious? Grain-fed is typically more affordable and widely available. Ethics and environment matter? Grass-fed often lines up better on animal welfare and land use, though it costs more. Interested in alternatives? Plant-based and clean meat options are worth considering both for ethics and increasingly for cost. Deciding what type of meat to eat, if any at all, is a personal choice. It helps to understand what that price on the package really signals beyond just dollars. If you want to explore the arguments for and against eating meat and how sentiocentrism plays a role in those decisions, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It dives into these complex ethical discussions in a way that's approachable and thought-provoking. Whether you're a full-on meat lover, or thinking of cutting back, or switching to plant-based alternatives, understanding the true costs and implications helps make your choices clearer and more aligned with your values. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat by visiting Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great resource if you want to get beyond the sticker shock and really think about the impact of your food choices.